Are you looking for a way to reach a growing audience interested in self-care and personal development? Well, look no further than The Neighborhood. It's a podcast hosted by your nosy neighbor, Inertia Justice, the perfect platform to promote your company's products and services.
Hey y'all, welcome to The Neighborhood, where we get all up in your business, talking about self, family, friends, and finances. This is not a conversation about romantic relationships because we are minding our own business. That's right, but trust and believe, once we get that straight, the rest will follow. You know me. I'm your nosy neighbor, Inertia Justice. So go get your coffee, your sweet tea, or whatever it is you're sipping on these days, child. And let's chat. While you're at it, go ahead and add us to your playlist. Today, we are talking about self-awareness. So, what is self-awareness? You know we have to get a good working definition before we get started. Self-awareness is the ability to recognize and understand your own emotions, thoughts, and behaviors. It's like having a mirror that reflects back to you who you are and how you are showing up in the world. It's clear that more and more people are starting to recognize the importance of self-awareness in their lives. And so now that we know what self-awareness is, why is it so important? Well, I'm glad you asked, neighbor. For starters, it helps you identify your strengths and your weaknesses. When you know what you're good at, and what you need to work on, you can focus your efforts more effectively on self-improvement. Plus, self-awareness helps you understand how you're impacting others. Have you ever had a friend who didn't realize how their behavior affected you? Maybe they were always interrupting you or talking over you. Child, that is a lack of self-awareness. When you are aware, you can recognize how your behavior affects others, and you can make the changes if necessary. Self-awareness is also important in the workplace. According to a study by the Harvard Business Review, leaders who are self-aware are more effective in their role, they have better relationships with their colleagues, and they are more likely to receive promotions. So, how do you become more self-aware? You are asking all the right questions, neighbor. One way is to practice mindfulness, right? And we talked about that buzzword last week. So don't get turned off or confused. Let's just recap. It means to start paying attention to your thoughts and your emotions without judgment. The best way of being mindful or practicing mindfulness is to sit quiet and still for at least 5 minutes every morning. I would say that is the best way to start small. 5 minutes every morning, just being in the moment. When I say without judgment, you don't beat yourself up if you can't last the 5 minutes. You don't beat yourself up if within the 5 minutes, you have thoughts about what you're going to do with the day or what you did last night. You simply acknowledge that your mind has started to drift to planning and you say, I'm planning. I need to stop planning and be in this moment right now. I find that it's helpful, especially in the beginning, to possibly count the breaths. 1, 2, 3. Like literally saying the numbers in my head. Sure, I have numbers in my head instead of quietness, but the numbers are better than the planning. Our brains are like machines and they are constantly processing until we give them the go ahead to not process. And so when we are quiet and we are still, we are literally giving our brains a break. We are giving it a rest. And so we want to practice mindfulness in our self-awareness. Another way is to get feedback from others, because sometimes we're too close to our own blind spots. You know, they say it's always easier from the outside looking in because you have a better perspective on it. So trusted friends, and we've talked about this in our, you know, shout out to the episode on friends. We talked about having those people around you that will give you the honest feedback, things that literally may not make you feel good to hear, but they are important for you to hear so that you can work on your self-awareness, work on your self-improvement. That's all I got for you today, neighbor. Leave your thoughts on IG or Facebook, and we can chat real time about this. Join us next week as we talk about the benefits of reading to your children. Thank you for joining us. You know the neighborhood is better because you're in it. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast and follow us on IG and Facebook at Your Nosy Neighbor, at YONOSEYNEIGHBOR. If you love the show, leave some comments so that I can continue to bring you this content. You know I love you more.